Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Working hard might be bad for your productivity. That's what this video I recently watched had to say. And it's not the first time I've heard something like this. So let's talk about it. Because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and real quick, for those of you who tried to download the Tiny Leaps app that I mentioned last week, I know there is a bug in the code at the minute. It's making it hard to create an account or to post or any of those things. So I'm working on it. It will be fixed as soon as possible, and I'll let you know once it is fixed. Now let's get into the episode. So working constantly leads to putting in less effort. This is the basic idea behind this video that I recently watched. And as I mentioned at the top, I've heard this idea before. It's this idea that putting in more work is not actually the best way to be the most productive. See, when we do that, when we approach work in that way, we get into this mindset of working to maintain our ability to keep working. We're working because we need to keep working. And that's kind of where we approach our work from and our reason for productivity and our reason for making money and all of these things. The argument here is that when you take breaks and you go and you experience life in whatever form that means for you, it gives you something to work towards. Now, this isn't anything new or crazy in terms of advice, right? Taking a break gives you a break. It allows you to rest. It allows you to recharge. That's nothing new. We all kind of know this. But the main idea really is that by gaining novel or treasured experiences, your overall view on life and the value of life improves. And then that gives you a purpose to work towards. It makes the reason that you're working so hard a little bit more tangible. So the recommendation is to prioritize time away from work, specifically to experience life in some form. Now, that doesn't have to be for crazy experiences. That doesn't mean go travel the world or backpack across Europe or anything like that. Something as simple as just getting outside with a loved one, going for a walk, going for a hike, playing with your kids. Those types of things matter too. Those are the experiences that we're trying to look for. So this is the idea. And as I said, it's nothing groundbreaking. It's not new. You've heard this before. It is a nice reminder, I suppose, but the idea of taking time off, helping improve your ability to focus and be productive, is nothing that crazy. So why am I talking about it? Well, because the more that I sat and thought about this video, and the more that I looked at how this related to my own life and my approach to work, I started to realize that there was something really powerful in its simplicity. So we tend to view vacations, and I can only speak from the perspective of someone who grew up in and works in the United States. So maybe this isn't the culture elsewhere. If it's not, forgive me, because this maybe isn't that relevant to you. But at least in the US, we tend to view vacations and time off as a chance to rest from work, which is good. That's a good thing, objectively. This is kind of the opposite view on that. Rather than viewing vacations and time off as being a chance to rest, this is telling us to view vacations and time off as the purpose. Instead of we take vacations and time off so that we can get back to work and be more productive, we look at it as we work so that we can take vacations and time off. We work in order to gain experiences and experience life and live our lives. That is a minor yet really, really important mindset shift. We view it in the opposite way from how we typically do. And it can ultimately lead to a change in priorities. Because if we view a break from work as the reason that we take vacations and time off, then it centers work as the purpose of our lives. We take vacations and time off to step away from work. But if we view experiencing the world, living our lives, taking vacations, taking time off as the reason that we work, then it centers life as the purpose. It centers work as the extra thing we are doing in order to support our lives. And that's a different way of viewing it, at least for me. I don't want to speak for how you view the world or how you're going to interpret this, but this is really, really valuable for someone like me who has a long history of being a workaholic, who has gotten caught up in the feeling of needing to push harder, needing to work longer, because somewhere in the future, maybe I'm going to be able to enjoy myself, and maybe I'm going to be able to not stress about money, and maybe I'm going to get to this place, this like fictional place that I've invented. And so I would throw myself into work, and I would sacrifice sleep, and I would sacrifice time off, and I would sacrifice prioritizing vacations and trips with my then girlfriend, now wife, because I felt like I needed to make this sacrifice now so that I could live my life later. And I sort of bought into that. I was viewing work as the reason for existing, basically. And any time I took off was simply because I could no longer work. And so I needed to take a break. This shift going forward, I think, will make it a lot easier to not feel that sense of like anxiety and fear that comes with taking time off. That's what it means to be a workaholic. That's what it means to have thrown yourself so deeply into the culture of work, the culture of productivity, the culture of trying to do better and do more, that you start to center that as the reason you're doing anything. This, I think, will be an important shift in that. Starting to center life, starting to center the experiences, starting to center the time with the people you love, starting to center getting outside and enjoying the world, and using work as the vehicle for making that possible rather than the opposite. But I want to know what you think. Leave a comment wherever you are consuming this. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe or whatever the button is on your platform. If you haven't already and you're on iPhone, download the Tiny Leaps app. I'd love to start shifting community conversation there. It's buggy at the minute, and I'm going to get those fixed very soon. But if you've got an iPhone, you might as well download it in the meantime. Thank you so much. My name is Greg Clunas, and remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.